Right. Yesterday we touched on two issues that have to do with needing a bezdin b'shatz haget. The first was the question of a shliach. When a shliach comes, shliach lahilacha comes to bezdin with a get, does he have to go to bezdin to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam? And we said that from the Gemara in Hayyamid Beis, it seems that like Rava, who holds that it's a kiyum shtaris, that you do have to go to bezdin. But that's in the case of a shliach. A shliach who brings a get, who has to say b'fanei nechtam, he has to go to bezdin. That's the Mahalacha is true as well, that he has to go to bezdin. Then there was the second issue, the issue of the Knight of Yehuda, who was mechadish that every single get is a ma'aseh bezdin, needs a bezdin at the time the get is given. Ad kedei kach, that Yehuda held that if it's not a kosher bezdin, that the get is possible, even with the yevet. And the Knight of Yehuda based his psak primarily on the Ramah, who says that a get is not allowed to be given by Laila. A get has to be given by day, not by night, which is mashma that a get has the effect of a din Torah, which a din Torah is not allowed to be at night. And Mamela, it's that was the Nadi Yehuda's psak. I mentioned to you that the Nadi Yehuda is generally considered a das yachid, and most of the can disagree, although they agree that it's a minig Yisrael to have a bezdin. Some sefer says that's just so you want to make sure it's such a chomer thing, you want to make sure it's done right. You try to have a bezdin there of people who know what's going on, but that it's not really a requirement. What I didn't answer yesterday is, so what do you do with that din that the get's not supposed to be Belilah? That which it says in the Ramah that a get is not supposed to be at night. So what do you do with that Lamaisa Taka Kasha Taka Raita Nehid Yehuda, that a get has a din of Dinei Torah? Otherwise, why shouldn't the get be at night? You know, Kedusha we do at night. So why can't Gittin be done at night? Why not? So the Teretz that's brought down, the truth is that Yud himself brings it, but the Setuva brings it from those who answer. They answer that when the Ramah said a get has to be done at night, he was referring to a get which is done with a shliach lahilacha. When a shliach brings a get from a medina acheres, a shliach from a different medina brings a get here, then it has to be done at night. Why? Because then he says the b'fanei nechtam, which is a kiyum. And a kiyum is taka ma'aseh bezdin l'kuli alma. Like I said yesterday, like Rava tzicha ma'aseh bezdin when a shliach brings it. So in that case, it must be done at night. So that's taka la'maisa that has to be done at night. That can be done at night. It has to be done by day. It's a ma'aseh bezdin, it must be done by day. It cannot be done at night. So in that case, that's what the Ramah was referring to. But he was not referring to every get. Yehuda says you could learn the Ramah this way. Yehuda says, but it's a daichik, and it is a daichik, because the Ramah doesn't say, I'm talking about this particular case. The Ramah says that a get is done by day and not at night. So Yehuda says you can learn the Ramah this way, but it's a daichik. And he argues. Like Rava, it wouldn't be true, except, first of all, we pass on like Rava. And second of all, I'll tell you a secret, at the end of the sugya, it's going to say that Rava's made it to Rava's reason too. Because Rava holds there two reasons, Rava holds there's one. So really, it's Rava's reason would hold true. So Rama says, Yeshayimim, that it's possible to the Eved, but the Iker is that it's Kasha to the Eved. So therefore, right, over the last, since I mentioned Yehuda yesterday, I've been attacked with a number of kashas on the Night of Yehuda. Basically, whoever asked me a good kasha on the Night of Yehuda, I said I would go back to the Night of Yehuda and see if in his lashon he answers it. So this one kasha he does answer. The question was asked, if the Night of Yehuda is right, why is it that a get b'layla is good b'di'evet? Ramah paskins that a get b'layla is kasha b'di'evet. So if in Torah b'layla is not kasha b'di'evet, truth is the machlokes rishonim, but we paskin that a get in Torah is not good at night. So why should a get be good b'di'evet b'layla? Well, if you hold that in Dine Mormon, when Bezin passes at night, it's not a din, that means there's something missing in the Shem Bez, so it shouldn't be a get. Well, what the Nebu they answer is, the halacha is that a Gemar din could be done at night. Now listen carefully. That means if the din is started by day, and Bez is in the middle of a din Torah, and night comes, the Gemar din, they're allowed to finish by night. They can finish up the Psak. That means, let's say, they're Makabalaitis by day, and they heard Tainas by day, and they're up to the Gemara Din. So the Gemara says the Gemara Din is Kosher B'Layla. Gemara, and that's Halacha Psuka. Gemara Din is good by night. Zot the Night of Yehuda. Remember, I told you yesterday, the Siddur I get is not a Din. Siddur I get, he says, not a Din. Just the Sinas I get is a Din. Zakti Night of Yehuda, Nesinas HaGet is a Gemar Din. Nesinas HaGet is considered a Gemar Din. And that Gemar Din is Kasha B'Layla. He explains why it's Kasha B'Layla. Now, this is something which we could already go into. Yeah.
It's not a Gemar Din.
Not a Gemar Din,
why?
Okay, so this takes us off into a whole discussion. I'll tell you, there's a basic hakira on this. It's a basic clair. It probably comes from one of the Rosh Hashivas, I don't remember. There's a clair when we say a Gemara Din is good at night. What's pshat? It's pshat that once you're in the middle, you could finish at night. That's pshat that it makes no sense here, because here, even if you did the whole get at night, it's kasha b'din. So this pshat that once you're in the middle, you can finish at night. If that's pshat, then the Yehuda makes no sense. Or is pshat that the din, the requirement that it be done by day is only tchilas din. Tchilas din, which is Kabbalah Seydis and arguments, that has to be done by day. But piskei din, final things are allowed to be done by night. Even if let's say you're not in the middle. Let's say Bez Din adjourned. They did because they adjourned. Now it's a new sitting, and they want to do it at night, the Gemara. It's totally this Chakira. What does it mean you could do a Gemara Din at night? If you could do a Gemara Din at night, it's only if you happen to be in the middle, you could finish. So if it's a new sitting of the Bez Din, you can't. If Gemara Din could be done at night, if Pshat Psak Din could be done at night, so then you could even start. If you heard the arguments yesterday, you could do the Psak Din at night. This Night of Yehuda is going with the second Mahalach, that a Gemar Din, a Psak Din, is okay by night. And that's why, at least b'di'eved, the Nesinas HaGet, which is totally a Psak Din, there's no arguments, there's no back and forth, there's no Shachar V'Tarya, there's no Tanya V'Nitin. Therefore, b'di'eved, that could be done. This is how the Night of Yehuda is. No. What David doesn't say that the business paskening on the mominus. David says the sinus I get affects mominus and therefore it needs a bed. Right? But we're talking now about the sinus I get, we're not talking about affecting on the mominus. They'll argue about the mominus, the best will argue about something. Okay, now this is all from yesterday. There's still a lot of loose ends with this Night of Yehuda. Hopefully we'll come back to it. We'll talk yet on either on Gimel Amin Aleph, the Hay of the Bay is on this Indian. Someone asked, if you remember the night, the Yidda said, a get is, it needs a bet, and why? He said, effect. Suba, Mizainis, and the same log. So somebody asked, if so, Kedushin should also need a bet. Kedushin also affects exactly the not Kedushin, the Suin. Kufa also affects Ksuba, Mizainis, and the same log. Exactly the same thing. It's a very good kasha. So I looked at Nadi Yehuda, I don't see, at least in the original Tshuva, that he bavarins this. So we have certain problems with the Nadi Yehuda, but for now, you should know that there's a Shita Nadi of Yehuda. It's like one of the ideas you should have when you finish the Sefer Gittin. And if you're the host, you need a Bezdin. Most Gittin today, they're makbid to have a Bezdin. I'm told that Ramesha was not makbid, that there should be a Bezdin doctor. The old Nadi Yehuda, you know, if you're chayshish for, but Ruba the Ruba, there's a Bezdin b'shas Hakeh. Before we start the next sugi, I just wanted to comment on Tysus. We have here a number of machlokes in Rashi and Tysus. It seems that there are many areas in which they argue. The Medagdik and the Tysus in the first, the two Tysus in Lafi, both not like Rashi. But Rashi, the Aisua Beitrei, I just want to mention one prat. Dasyur Beitrei, Rashi said, what does it mean? Two shluchim bring a get. And according to Rava, you don't need the Fanei Nechtav. Why not? Why don't you need the Fanei Nechtav? Because you have Eidim Atsuyu Mekayma, you have Eidim Ukudi Mekayma. That's how Rashi explains it. Tosfos disagrees. The Rashba asks on Rashi that if two shluchim bring a get from Medina Sayam, who says that they can recognize the signature? If just because the husband came and said, please bring this get for me to Eretz Yisrael, who says they recognize the signature? Maybe they even sign and they don't recognize the signature. They're just a shliach, the shluchim, to bring it. But until we ask them, we're never going to know. We're never going to know if they could be Mekayim until we ask them.
We're going to assume that they could say
why by two am I assuming that they are able and by one we're not? When one comes, we don't assume he knows the signature. You have to ask. And when two come, we're going to just assume it. Why should I? Adarabha, one, maybe it's more likely that one knows the signature than the two. It's twice as unlikely. Who says they know the signature? Even by one, who says he knows? We have to ask him.
Why would he send to Eidim for a time?
Why would they send to Shulchan? Gemara doesn't say why. The Gemara says that he sent to Shulchan. That would be enough to me. Why would a person send to Shulchan? Nice to Shaya Kachaya, two friends who traveled to Eretz Yisrael, so he asked them to bring the gem. There's no. Are they obviously coming to be Eidim? Perhaps, but without their Eidim, we can assume that they're good Eidim. Signature. So Zechter Rashba Elamai will ask them. We'll ask them. Do you know the signature? They say yes. We recognize the signature, so we won't make them say Befanei Nechtav. So Zechter Rashba said that's a kiyum. If we're going to ask them, so that's a kiyum. So what's going on here? If we don't ask them, who says they know the signature? If we do ask them, that's a kiyum. So Zechter Rashba, Rashi doesn't make sense. That Asir Beitrei, we assume that they're going to be Mekayim Bishtah. Manashah, if we don't ask them, why do we assume? If we do ask them, then it's a kiyum. Zakr of Shlaima, the Kedusha of Shlaima Simon Beis, he says it's such a Pashut Teretz that it's found the Rashba. Why I didn't think of it? The answer is very Pashut. We just said that the Kiyam Shtar, you need a Bezdin. The Kiyam Shtar is, you need a Bezdin. You can't just do it in front of a Rav. You have to go in front of a Bezdin of three for Kiyam Shtar. to give a get, you don't need a bezin, except like the night of Yehuda bezin. But like most achrayim, you don't need a bezin to give a get. So Rashi's pashut: the man, these two shluchim come from Florence. They go to give a get. There's no bezin there. They go to give a get. So the Mesader Aget asks them, "Do you recognize the signatures?" They say, "Yes, we recognize the signatures." So he says, "Okay, now you can give the get." So the Rashi asks, "That what do you mean? If they said yes, that's a kiyum." That's not true. A kiyum has to be done in front of the bezin. A kiyum to officially certify the signatures that they're good, that's a ma'aseh bezin. If two people told the person b'shas to get, we recognize the signature, so let us besada the get, or let him give the get. So Rashi's not shver. Daisuya betray. If they recognize the signature, we taka let them give the get. And if there'll be a era later, then we'll call Aiden. So Rashi's very good. The Rashi's shver. What was the Rashi's kasha? Rashi said, if they say we recognize the signature, that blives a kiyum. What do you mean it blives a kiyum? A kiyum has to be done in Bezdin. If you see, could be. What? No, you don't, because you have those two. You have those two Rashi's. Oh, so we'll ask them. So when they come to give the get, we'll ask them, do you notice it? And she'll say yes. What was the Rashi's problem with that? Then once they say yes, that's a kiyum. It's not a kiyum, because it's not in Bezdin. A kiyum could only be in Bezdin. The get could be chutzla Bezdin. So the get will be given not in Bezdin. And it's not a kiyum, because there's no Bezdin. And the Rashi is very good. If there'll be an error, then Bezdin will call these two people. This Rashi holds it's not enough. Tosis says that the Rebo says that it's good enough. But Tosis holds that the Rashi says it's not good enough. You have to say that it's a signature. The Rashi said that if there'll be an error, we're going to have to call them back into Bezdin. Right? That's what Rashi said by Sir Beitre. So it could be, like you're saying, that the Rashba, why did the Rashba say this? Maybe the Rashba held like the night of Yehuda, but you have to have a bez. Even by Nisinas Aget. So if the Rashba held, you have to have a bez in Shas Nisinas Aget. Does Kasha make a lot of sense? As soon as they say yes, the flies are key automatically. Be nice.
Or the Rashba must
not say, but don't be. Or he holds. Yeah, but funny enough, that does need a bez. It's hard to understand. The Kiyum Lamaisa does need a bed. Okay. Could be. It will be Shalai Kahalacha. Because we pass in that you do need a bed for the Kiyum, I get. But maybe it's Mechalki, the Farin Echtem type of Kiyum and a real Kiyum.
Why does Rashba have a common Kasha? What does Rashi say that he has Kasha?
The reason he has the problem with Rashi is because Rashi says Asur Betray, why is Asur Betray good? Because in later, if they'll say it's Mizuyif, we'll call them in to do a Kiyum. So according to that, the Rashi's Kasha makes sense. According to the Rivar that Tosfos brings, Tosfos learns.
The whole problem is that we should have to verify them in Bezdin, right? Is that because Rashi never says that we don't have to verify them in Bezdin?
But then the words don't make sense. Rashi says Rashi says Larava, Loiboy Lameimar. You don't have to say the funny after. Shashnaimin. The inya are bow, Hari Emitsi Lakaimai. If the Baal Mimar, we'll call them back.
Okay, so we'll call them in
Bez. But we'll call them in Bez originally.
So the number says that we won't call them in
Bez. Why do we have to call them back? They already said that they recognize the signature.
That's
what bothers the Rashi. Rashi opposed the Rashi. They already said they recognize it. If they didn't say they recognize it, we can't rely on them. If they said they recognize it, it's already a kiyum. That's a very good teretz. That's Rosh Hashanah's teretz. Makes sense, not like the night of Yehuda.
Why Rashi?
Makes sense for everybody, except that there wasn't Shreya on anybody. There was only Shreya on Rashi, so we have to say teretz. How can it make sense for teretz? Okay. Right.
Okay,
If you phrase it the other way, there's a din that Shluchim have to say the Farei Nechta. Not that Farei Nechta has to be Shluchim.
In order for a Shliach, if I send this guest with two people, but I give it to one of them, the other guy that has one, he can't say the one and that. In order for a Shliach to be able to say the one and that, he has to be a Shliach.
That's right.
So then, this is the thing of the one and that. Why does Rashi specify this where we're not taking the one and that? Which having two people come, once we have a Rashi.
No, because Rashi was saying in Afghanina between Rabbi and Rabbi. Rabbi and Rabbi arguing why do you need the funny Nechtav. So we're saying all these three Afghaninas are cases where, like Rabbi, you do need the funny Nechtav, and like Rabbi, you don't need the funny Nechtav. So it's a reason you don't need the funny Nechtav.
I understand, but if I would have sent it with one individual, the second guy tags along,
you're not being honest. So we said that this Kash is yes as well on Rashi. That according to Rashi, that you just have two people, so why do you need that they're both shluchim? And the truth is, it's Tosis second kasha, except Tosis phrases are different. Tosis in the second kasha, he asks, why do you need them be shluchim? Shtayim and Ashuk. I need two people in the shuk, Shemakin and Chasim and Seidim would be good. The other Rishayim phrase is, there could be one shliach and one person who's not a shliach. It's really the same idea. He's saying it now, it's just not at the best. So that answers which question. No, it doesn't, because that's what the keeper, or you mean the Shtayim HaShuk. But take the Shtayim HaShuk in and make sure that there are people who know the signature.
I'm not doing that.
No, the Shtayim HaShuk, anytime the Masada is there, knows there are two people in town that know the signature, that should be enough to me.
No,
it's just an easier case. It's not the easier. If they're the shluchim, it's much easier than just say two people in a shuk. But it would be true if you had two people in a shuk, and the mistader again knows that there are two people in a shuk that know the signature, it would be exactly the same thing. So you call them in. Yes, don't care. But it would still be an afkamina between Rabbi and Rava. If someone comes to Lord Eretz Israel, and we know there are two people, let's say these Eidim have brothers here, so we know they know the signature. That will also be enough to like Rashi. Okay. Okay. I'd like to move on to the sugya of Eidechad Nevi'im, which again is as I mentioned to you yesterday, Gittin has a lot of important side sugyas which the Rishonim dwell on ba'arichus, and we're going to spend a lot of time on this next sugya on Eidechad Nevi'im. What I would suggest as part of your hachana is that you should take out a Yeridaya and learn Siman Kuf of Zayis of Gimel, which is the way Eidechad Nevi'im is brought, so that you should know at least the pratim of the general pratim that we're talking about. For today, I'd like to sort of give you a hakdama to the sugya of Eidechad Nevi'im. I'm not going to cover all the bases, but to touch really on one big site in Eidechad Nevi'im, which happens to be Negeya to the sugya of the Farei Nechtav as well. And this is all based on a Rambam. Rambam is in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Tezayin. It was Halacha Vav, I believe. Tezayin Halacha Vav. And the Rambam makes the following klal, sets up the following klal. And this klal is debated for many, many sugyas and shas. One of them is Alison. The Rambam says, when we say Eid Echad Nemen Bisurim, it means that an Eid Echad could come into Beis Din and say, this piece of meat is Chelav, or this piece of meat is Neveva. And he's believed. He has meat. We never saw the meat before. We don't know where it came from. And he walks in with it, and he tells us, this piece of meat is Chelav, this piece of meat is Neveva. He's believed. Lav dafka basa b'chalav shayla. If he walks in and he says, this woman is a grusha, and she doesn't deny it, she doesn't know. So this woman is a grusha, he's believed. Eidechem em bisu. Eidechem is believed. Now, let's say he walked into bed and he said, this is chalav. 2 days later, somebody went over this piece of meat and went and ate it. And there were two eidim, and they didn't give him a straw. They said, you know, Bezin passed me that it's chalav. And he said, Afal Pikein. And they said, you know, if you eat it, you'll get malchus. And he said, Afal Pikein, and he ate this piece of chalav. So now they slept into Bezin, and they want to give him malchus. Can we give him malchus? Question. Do you answer yes or no? You hear the question? It's not Eirechad. Why? Two people gave Masra. How do we know it's Chaylev? From an Eirechad. Bez accepted the Eirechad. The Pesach Bez, and that it's Chaylev. What should be passed for?
Once
you establish
the first thing
that
Eidechad
will be used to make the Malkus, the Rambam says that. The Rambam says we give Malkus. The Rambam says we give him Malkus as long as he came before the person ate the meat. As long as he came before him. At the time he said his Eidus was Isurim. Eidechad em b'Isurim. He's believed. It's established that it's chaylev. Now, if someone eats it, he gets malchus. It must be, all right, let me tell you a klal. It has to be always in front of Bezdin. Why? Because if you say something not in Bezdin, you're allowed to change your mind. If you are sitting around the table and you say, no, that meat is chaylev, and there are 100 witnesses, you said it's chaylev. Later, the next day, you could say, you know, I was joking, Mishata, you see, I was joking around. The rule that even Shehigit, Shavena Chayzer Magid, that once you say something, you can't change, that's only in a Haggadah in Bez. Any Haggadah, Chutz L'Bezdin, it's with very few exceptions. Any Haggadah, Chutz L'Bezdin, is not, you could be Chayzer from. So, you know, if you're going to, someone owes you money, and you know he's going to deny it. So you hide Aiden behind the wall, and you talk to him. You say, you owe me money. He says, yeah, I know I owe you money. Then you go to Bezdin with the Eidit. He's entitled to say, Mishata, you see, I was joking. It won't help you in Bezdin. The Eidit say, we heard him say it. It's going to help. A person says something chutz l'Bezdin, with one exception, which is not negatas. A person says something chutz l'Bezdin, he's not, that's not a Haggadah. Haggadah has to be in bed, in front of Bezdin. Now, if a butcher says a piece of meat is treif, could you eat it? You can't eat it, but I can't give malchus. Because a man he says it's treif, chutz l'bezdin, you're right. If he says treif, chutz l'bezdin, I have to not eat it. I'll dine yisr. Because dine yisr don't require bezdin. When you're talking about giving malchus, then I believe that the Rambam said you needed the Haggadah in bezdin. I believe that's what says
Rambam.
Good. So the Rambam says that this is true only if the Eid Echad was before him. If let's say he already ate, he went and he ate something, and two Eidim said it's Chaylev, and he said Afal Pikein, and he ate it. So now they slept into Bezdin says, how do you know it's Chaylev? And they also only find an Eid Echad that says it's Chaylev. We don't give malchus based on that. That's for sure. What? Even if they gave us raw, let's say they knew there's an eight effort that holds the chaylev. Let's say the Eidim said, we know that there's somebody who knows the Tchela. And then we slept into bed. And he says, I got in bed afterwards. They don't know it's Tchela, the two Eidim. If you have two Eidim, you know it's Tchela, but Achinami. Let's say they don't know. Let's say one knows it's Tchela, so he tells his friend, hey, that's Tchela, so they get us wrong. And now in Bezdin, Bezdin can only verify it's Tchela al Pi Eid Echad. Yisichah don't give Malkus, that nobody disagrees. The only issue is, now, once it becomes Dine Malkus, you have to have two Eidim to say it's Tchela. The Rambam's Chiddush is that if it's beforehand, if the Haggadah is at a time that it's not yet Negea to Malkus, if it's beforehand, the Haggadah say this is beforehand, then that Haggadah say this is Nema, Erech Mem Bisuid, that Haggadah say this is Nema, and later we can give Malkus up here. Based on that. Shavi Anafshe is only the person on himself. What? But if a person is Shavi and Ashur Kitabi Surah, he's only Nemal Gabi himself. He's not Nemal Gabi. Shavi and Ashur Kitabi Surah is in a place where Eidechad is not Nemal. Let's say a person says, what? If a person has a piece of Chayla, then Achinami would be Shavi and Ashur. Why? Why? In this case, you can say Eidechad and Bisur. Eidechad and Bisur. And Shavi and Nash is even if they are, Shavi and Nash is a Chiddush, even if they have two Eidim, say it's not Chayla. And he says it is Chayla. So we don't really believe it. But Shavi and Nash is Eidechad and Bisur. The Gabi himself, he believes. So Shavi and Nash only comes into play where Eidechad and Bisur wouldn't come into play. At any rate, this is the Chiddush of the Rambam. That once Eidechad and Bisur is established, we can even give Malkus based on that Haggadah. Now, is it a Davar HaMistavar? Is it a Davar HaMistavar? I think it's a Chiddush. You know, if you have quicksand, and then you take a piece of solid rock and you build a house on it, it's still not going to be any stronger than the quicksand that's under it. Or if you make a chain with a bunch of links, and you have a bunch of strong links, and you have one weak link, it's not going to be stronger than the weak link. It would seem that to give a person Malkus, you need a few links. You need a link, Eidim who saw him do it, they gave him Asra, he said, and you have to know it's Chelev. It would seem that you should need two Eidim. How do you give him? Bottom line, you're giving him Malkus al Pi Eid Echad. The Rambam, this is the Chiddush Rambam, that when our Gemara is Mechadish Eid Echad Nema Bisurin, it means that the Eid Echad is Nema Megamri. It becomes an established fact. It becomes a fact and finished. And that's the way it is. Now, both the Nesivis and Agamara, who brings the Rambam, and Rabbi Kivega in his Pirush on the Rambam, both say that Tosfos Chulin, Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph, argues with the Rambam. And therefore, they say the Chulin Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Aleph argues with the Rambam. And therefore, for all practical purposes, we will assume that it's a Machlokes Rambam and Tosfos. There are those who try to be Miyashiv the Rambam with Tosfos. But Tzai, the Teres Gittin in his Pirush Gemara, and Tzai Rebbe Kivega in his Pirush al Rambam say that this Rambam is not like Tosfos and Chulin. So we're going to assume it's a Machlokes Rishayim. Kivegan and Sivas are good enough, at least to the starters. And so it's a Machlokes Rishayim. It's a Rambam Chiddush, Tosfos argues. So this is a Machlokes. Now, before I get into. Let me start straight. What is the Samach Rebbe called Hakasha Hayadua? The known kasha from our sugya on the Rambam. Kasha is this. In Eid Echad says, Ishtar was written with Shema. A get was written with Shema. That's the case. In Eid Echad comes, and he says, this Ishtar was written with Shema. What's the problem? The Gemara asks, why is he believed? Why is he believed? The Davish of Erva. So Gemara says, you know why he's believed? Because most of them are Bekiyim, and it's the Rabbanan, the Ikuna Ikilu. That's why he's believed. Think for a minute. According to the Rambam, is there any problem that he's believed to say it's Lishma before it's given? Before the get is given. What is it? Right now, it's not a Davish Be'erva. Right now, the woman's an Eishes Ish, whether he says it was written Lishma, says it wasn't written Lishma. Right now, at the time he's saying his Eidus, he's not saying Eidus of a Davish Be'erva, he's not making an Eishes Ish, Ois Eishes Ish. Right now, it wasn't given yet. He's a Shliach, he just arrived from Chutz-Laretz. He came to Eretz Yisrael, and he got off the boat, and he comes to Bez, and he says, I have a get. So Bezin says, you know, if you come in Chutz-Laretz, you have to say Befanei Nechtav. He says, no problem, Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtav. Wow, what's this whole sugi here? What's this whole amid? What's the problem? According to the Rambam, there's no problem. B'shas, Agada say this, it was not yet the Dovah Shemarva. Right now, it was a Shaila of what? A Shaila, is it a good get or is it a good get? What's enough, Kamina? But right now it's not a Davish Be'erva. Right now it's a question. What is this? What's the difference if I have a Shaila? Is this Chaylev or it's not Chaylev? Or I have a Shaila, is this a get or is that a get? What's the difference? Chaylev is going to be a Nafkamina if someone eats it, he'll get Malkus. This will be a Nafkamina if we give it to the Isha, it'll be a get. Right now, what's the problem? So, well, once, but the Rambam says, if right now you agree, right now we'll establish it. So, if right now we're going to establish it, it's established, it's finished, it's so done.
Maybe the solution they know is about a part of the sign is that it's not enough to be believed and it's not enough to be established. As soon as the cross goes there,
I don't understand. To give someone Malkus, or to give someone even Misa, a person coming to bed, and say Adis on an Isser, and we're gonna allow it to happen. No, it's not true. It's Davish. We learn out of Mamim. How do you think we know Davish Be'erva? We learn Davish Be'erva out of Davish Be'Mamim, which is Mamim the Fashis and Davish Be'erva all the same. They only two Adim.
So maybe you
got Mamim. Same thing. But Agamor is a Kasha. Like the Rambam's side. That for Malkus you could establish it and then give Malkus should apply to Mamim. You could establish it and then give Malkus, and then if it later has Nafkamina and Mamim, it should apply. And the same thing should apply to Davish Be'erva. If you establish it, you establish it. You finish. It's established. All right. So he brings another example. The Nesivus brings another example. If two A didn't what? Right now, that's the kasha. The problem with the problem with the rabbis. Right now, the Nesina didn't happen, so the Eidachot should be believed. It should, right? So why is the Gemara ask the kasha? This whole next piece of Gemara asks why is he believed? Right? So you're right, there's no problem with the din that he's believed, but the Gemara has a problem with it. So why is the Gemara now going to go into a whole arichus and to say that we have problems? Why is an Eidacha believed? What do you mean why is he believed? At the time he said it was good.
Look, it's valid. It's not making it up. You know what we're giving at, but that's what
you're doing. You know that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying Eidus on his job. He's saying Eidus on a piece of paper.
Right, so he's a shliach to bring the guest. So he's going to say, why is he doing that? To bring it. So that being, once he, till now he couldn't give the guest. Now that he's doing the.
Mashiach Bechelev?
No, I need.
Bechelev?
No, I need to give the
guest. Who's the guest? You don't
have to. No, I need the
guest. So
it's just. Okay, so Nesivus brings another example. He says, let me just say the other example. He says, if an Eid Echad says, this mikveh has 40 sav rainwater. An Eid Echad says, this mikveh has 10 sav rainwater, he's believed. I later, what's enough kamina? There's only one enough kamina. If somebody is becheskes tumah, it's going to tell you. Right? Someone's becheskes tumah, it's going to tell you. Now, if an eid echad is not believed against the chazaka, if you hold that, because an eid echad is not believed against the becheskes tumah, so it's the same thing. How could a person say that this mikvah memstar is kosher? I later, when someone tables, you're going to have to have two eidim to say it's kosher. We should establish a new thing. Every mikvah has to have two eidim. There, it's only a nafkamina. I think it's only a nafkamina for tabling. What's the other nafkamina if it has memstar in that? It's the only nafkamina. But I'm not talking now, Malchus. I'm talking Tumah. If you hold a Rechad Embisur, it's not Neman against the Chazaka, against the Chesed Sister. It's only Neman when we don't know. So here I have a Mikvah, but we don't know. He says it's Memsa, we believe him. But now, someone who has a Cheskes Tumah is going to table. And against the Chazaka, Neirech is not believed. So how does it work? So from the Steve, it works with the Rambam. It works with the Rambam that once we establish it with an Eirech, it remains. I just need to give you a second example to be mafia from the chalukim you wanted to say. It's good with the Rambam, but it's not good with Asugya, Asugisha. Asugya says that we don't believe the eight echad. It's not all connected. Why is it all connected? And the whole purpose of establishing a mikvah. It's just that someone should title him a kamtar. Well, why is titling in the mikveh different than saying it's a kosher mikveh? And giving a get is the same as saying it's a kosher get. I don't see the difference. What? What? He has to be before he gets. Afterwards, he's going to be an Eirechad. He can't. No, I'm sorry. You said this yesterday before he gives it. I wouldn't. We'll assume for now yesterday before he gives it. No, because if you're going to be Mekel, it's only because Stam Safar the Dina Abakiyim and Biguni Kilu. It's only going to be for other reasons. It won't be. For Ikar Adin, it certainly won't be. Ikar Adin, he wouldn't be believed there. It's a specific issue. You're right.
The issue is not established beforehand.
Just like where? Why should I say before I got to have a nifl in the Maisa Gerishin? It's a double shabbat. It didn't happen yet, the double shabbat. Okay, relax. that's the kasha there too. Why by minoy, whatever way it's a hill, I have to answer that, right? What? Aren't we? According to, I'm talking now according to Rabba, that's Lishma. If it's the Kiyum. See, the Gemara has two pieces. The Gemara asks on Kiyum separately. The first piece of Gemara is only asking on Rabba, on Lishma. We don't need it to Kiyum. Right? The Gemara didn't really. Gemara goes to the same Shaka Vatarya on Gim Lamed Aleph, right, Rabba, and here it's going only on Rabba. Rabba, we're not talking if you need it to Kiyum. Alright, so we have a problem with our sugya, with the Rambam from A, from our sugya, B, from the case of mikvah, which also, one eight is believed to say it's a good mikvah, even though later it affects Tumah. The Taras Kidney is the third, from a third Gemara. The third Gemara is a case in Yevamis Dachlamites. The word, you'll see the word ishtamai de'ina, very strange word. Ishtamai de'ina means, I think, notification. The case there is, it's a case of yibum, a regular case, let's say, of chalitza. If you ever go to a chalitza, you'll see, what's the first thing Bezin does by a chalitza? First thing they do is the makabel edus that this man is a brother of the nifta. Right, Bezin can't start the chalitza until they know that this man is a brother of the nifter. They get, really, it's the same thing. Your Bezin doesn't do a get until they know that these two people are married. So the Gemara says that this notification to know that this is a brother could be done al pi erechot, even al pi karet, even al pi posel. And it's just to know it's a brother. The notification it's a brother doesn't need kosher aid. Even a karim is good, even a apostle is good. That's what it says in the Gemara. Afterwards, Bezin goes and they do a chalitza. Like the Rambam, the Gemara is very good. Like the Rambam, weiter, it's very geschmack. Because first you're saying it's a brother. To identify as a brother, so that's not a davish of Erebah. It's just to notify Bezin of a fact, so an Eidechon is believed to say he's his brother. Now, to go and do a chalitza, chalitza is already a davar shaveh erva. You're taking a woman who's also l'shuk, right? She's a yevama l'shuk, she's not going to get married. Doing chalitza, changing her into a woman who's allowed to be married. Chalitza must be a brother. How can we do that? So vital, like the Rambam, very good. Once we establish, and there's no problem. But what's that? Let me just finish. The problem is that Gemara again seems to be a steerer to this Gemara. And when we get into this further tomorrow, we're going to see that this may even be the strongest kasha of all of them. It's also very, it's more similar. Because here it's a get, here it's a chalitza. Here we have to say the paper is good, here we have to say the brother is good. It's very, very similar. And over there, not only is it an echad belief, but a kar of apostle is believed. And here, our Gemara goes to town on why Eidechon is believed to say the Shema. What's the problem? There should be no problem. Okay, yes. There wasn't a listening to Sabal yet. It's only for Mishrech Lahilacha. Remember, Mishrech Lahilacha is nothing yet. Mishrech Lahilacha is nothing. Right? The husband can revoke him. No, it's a preparation. It's a preparation. It's just like the brother coming to Bezin ready to give chalitza. So here, the man comes to Bezin ready to give the get, but it's nothing yet.
Okay, the
worst that could happen, Yavam, is that's not a brother. He does chalitza. This woman goes out and he marries the sister. And it's a lash. Now I'm married. She is the Yavam Lashem. It's a lab of Abba Chara said. What?
There's
no other brothers. No, there's a brother. Maybe there are more brothers. Maybe there's another. There is a brother, and he's not the brother. If there are zero brothers, you're out. This should be part of it. But
the
only one brother is supposed to be the package. So all these things will be a kasha on Tosfos, not Pinami. If we say Tosfos argues with the Rambam, so any case we have which is a raya to the Rambam will be a kasha on Tosfos. And the reverse, I suppose if we learn a chulin and we got to that Tosfos, so we would have used all these things as kashas on, we would have said this Gemara is a raya to Tosfos. And all these other cases, the other two cases, get and chalitza and mikvah are a kasha on Tosfos. If we're focusing on the Rambam, then the raya's are to the Rambam, which you're right. Whatever's the raya to the Rambam is going to be a kasha. It'll be a kasha on Tosfos. Why over there is it good? So all this has to be sorted out. Now, what? You hear what you say? You hear what you say? It comes out like this. If the brother comes in to do chalitza, so it's good. The Kara of Apostles believe. If the brother makes the shliach to give chalitza, and the shliach comes, then we're going to need already two ways. That's what you're saying. To identify. Because it already started. He's coming to do the chalitza.
No,
is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying, if you look at the din of the one and a half, exclusively here by Shliach of the Get, we have certain problems.
But remember, in the Havamina, it's Mikra Adin. The Gemara's Maskana will be Rabbanu Ditzrachua, Hachin Kilu. But we're going now in the beginning of the Gemara that we thought now right the Chutzlaris are not the key in the Shema. And we only need a Mikra Adin. So it's not Lafia MS Rabbanu Ditzrachua, Hachin Kilu, Hachin Kilu. You're right. But the problem is, why is the Gemara upset in the Havamina? Even if it's Mikra Din, it's very Gishmak, and they have to believe. What do you want? What do you need these two?
Still, regardless of the Mikra Din, it's still a
Kiddush
thing,
because
what is the
Farin Echad?
It's not an
Echad. The Farin Echad is an Eid Echad who's saying, I saw it's written with Shema.
Because
I was there when it was written with Shema.
Well, does he say that?
Of course he says it. That's it. So Rashi says that we ask him, Tosfos says it's included in his words, it's definitely the Shema's included. The Gemara at this point asks Levoy Trey. That means it's a regular Eid, it's a Chinitu. It is a special din, so tell me it's a special din. The Gemara says Levoy Trey. Those are the next two words of the Gemara. Levoy Trey means it's a regular Eid. The Gemara says later. Gemara is going to ask later why you have special shyness. The Gemara says it wanted it to be a short lashon. The Gemara will ask why it's a lashon. If it bothers you the lashon, the Gemara is going to start off with. If it bothers you the nikar adin, then you. The funny nechdat is the funny nechdat lishmas. That's what it is. The funny nechdat lishmas. That's what it is. You have to continue arguing later. No, because it's just not true. The Lamaisa, at this point in the Gemara, it's a regular Eidus. Everything you're saying is true afterwards. But at this point in the Gemara, the boy Trey means it's a regular Eidus. Now, this Rambam, Kedai to talk about the Rambam. I'm going to spend time on it. There are three things I'd like you to look up. Tomorrow, we're going to do the Reb Shimon Siman Aleph. Reb Shimon tries to answer these caches. Now be very careful when you read Reb Shimon, because you have to be able to answer many cases. In other words, part of him will answer perhaps the Rambam's case of Chelev and not the Gemara Yevamis' case on Lamites. He'll answer the Mikveh case and not the other case. And that can make it confusing. But it's fine. You should bear in mind there are a number of cases, there are stirithas. The Rambam's case, the Mikveh case, and the Yevamis Daf Lamed Tes, the case of Ishtam Medina. And it shouldn't bother you if Rav Shimon is using one thing to answer one case and one thing to answer another. If you want to make our Gemara good, so that's Rav Shimon Simonov. Now beyond that, in the Teres Gittin, when he brings the Rambam, he explains the lumdis of the Machlaikis, the Rambam and Taisvis, which we will not get to tomorrow. Some Sunday we'll get to. It's the second thing to look up. And the third is the Beis Shmuel. In Simon Kufben Beis of Cotton Beis, the Beis Shmuel goes on the din of our Gemara. It does not go on the Rambam. It goes on the din of our Mishnah. But I think the Beis Shmuel is totally in this Rambam. He doesn't say so, but it seems to me it's certainly similar, and it may be that it's totally in the Rambam. So these are three things: the Shimon, the Teres Gittin, the Beis Shmuel. So you have your homework cut out for you.